We've all been affected by breast cancer. Janine Wolf on behalf of the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk this Sunday, August 23rd. We know survivors and those we've lost to breast cancer, but not many of us have known men with the disease. Meet retired St. Helens High School teacher Bill Amos, who discovered a lump in his chest the size of a pea and waited to have it checked. That was a mistake.
It had by then grown to the size of a ballpoint pen cap. It was quite aggressive. It had gotten into my lymph node.
He had his biopsy and scheduled his surgery.
I've got things to do. I haven't got time for cancer. Found out I did.
His advice to others?
Be aggressive. Get your diagnosis early. Be proactive in getting treatment immediately. You want to get the best chance at a positive outcome.
Bill had invasive ductal carcinoma, the most common form of breast cancer. After two surgeries, one to remove lymph nodes under his arm, Bill developed lymphedema, abnormal, painful swelling from lymph fluids building up. That depressed him more than the cancer.
They told me, well, that's going to be a life thing, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. I was leaking fluid from under my fingernails. I had really high pressure, and I thought, now I'm not going to be able to use this arm. I really asked the doctor, well, why don't we just get rid of the arm? It's in the way if I can't use it.
After therapy and wearing a special sleeve and glove, he's doing well. Bill decided it was his turn to help other patients, so now he counsels them. Sadly, some have been lost.
One night was her last night, and her extended family singing her favorite hymns in English and Spanish.
Cancer has been good for him.
I've learned to hug. I was always a distant person. Call people to do things like come here. There's nothing more important, sharing the good news of hope.
What has cancer taught him about Komen?
You can't fight cancer with good wishes. You have to fight it with money, action, full-on assault. Komen does great work within the community. They support people, the research, getting action done, care of individuals, and they support the survivors.
Join us this Sunday on Facebook Live for the virtual opening ceremonies for the More Than Pink Walk, presented by Coin TV and K103 Radio. Register, fundraise, or donate at KomenOregon.org. Hear Bill's full interview on the Janine blog at k103.com.